Hey, true crime fans, we would love to invite you to listen to our friends from Love Murder. You will want to add their podcast to your favorites list for sure, if they aren't on there already. Love Murder takes a deep dive into crimes focused around, well, love that turns fatal, delivering close to two-hour episodes of amazing storytelling that draws you in. You will discover the red flags in love triangles and bad relationships, and also discover the pattern as to how seemingly normal people are driven to heinous acts. Now, stay for a few to enjoy a little bit from the true crime podcast Love Murder, and be sure to subscribe to them wherever you're listening now.
Hi, all. I'm Jessie Prey, one of the co-hosts of Love Murder. Love Murder is a podcast all about stories of love gone fatally wrong. Our usual episodes are long-form single-case episodes that last between an hour and a half and sometimes even 2 hours. What you're about to hear, though, was a full mini-episode we did as a Valentine's Day special. So we hope you enjoy this little taste of Love Murder. Love. Nothing else has the incredible power to move people like love. A mother's love can give them the strength to lift a car to save their toddler. It can inspire incredible works of art and literature. It can bring communities together. But the flip side of love is a very dangerous thing indeed. That kind of love is the kind that topples empires, burns down villages, and thirsts for revenge at any cost. After all, hell hath no fury like, well, anyone scorned. But today, yes, we are talking about a woman, and her name is Grace Lusk.
Wow, Jesse, that was the most Jesse Love Murdery intro ever.
In 1913, Grace was a prim 31-year-old schoolteacher who had recently moved to Waukesha, Wisconsin. She was incredibly well-read, she was well-traveled, she had been to Europe, I believe, a couple times, and she had a sterling reputation as both an educator and a loyal friend. She was, however, a relatively shy individual. And it seemed like Grace had given up the idea of a grand love affair a long time ago in her life. She was pretty sure she wanted to stay single and be school marmish, for lack of a better word. That is, until she met the dashing Dr. David Roberts at a party. So Dr. Roberts was not only the local veterinarian, but he was also a wealthy man who ran a dairy operation, a cow tonic business. Cow tonic business, which I believe was some sort of special dairy cow medication. Because again, this is 1913-ish.
It's like some very pre-Erewhon shit.
Yes, special cow tonic. Yep. And he had also published a series of veterinary textbooks that had netted him the big bucks. Not to mention, he reportedly had a fine head of hair and a big, bushy mustache.
Two things I definitely look for in a man.
Don't we all? The only problem was that Dr. Roberts had a wife. Well, this was hardly an obstacle for the Randy couple, who began a torrid affair. The relationship went on in secret for nearly 4 years until Grace got sick of being the side piece and began to put pressure on her beau to ditch his wife and make her the new Mrs. Dr. Roberts. Gotta get that cow tonic money.
Yeah, I get that title. Cow tonic, matress, maitre d', matron.
Now, David Roberts was very happy to carry on and put Grace off this idea. Well, Grace wasn't having it and wrote the following letter to Mrs. Mary Roberts, who was 52 years old to Grace's 35. Grace wrote, "It has been a desire with me for a long time to tell you finally about the state of affairs between Dr. Roberts and myself. You must have known for a long time that your husband's affections have passed from you, that he cared for someone else." She went on to quote a feminist writer in saying, "In the eternal triangle, our souls require the elimination of one character."
Rough.
Unfortunately, both women desired to eliminate the other. Dr. Roberts cowardly told his wife that Grace was simply an unstable spinster with a crush. This drove Grace to madness. She appeared on the Roberts' doorstep with a gun and threatened Dr. Roberts while begging him to choose her. The not-so-good doctor called the police to escort his lover back to her boarding house. The very next day, Mrs. Mary Roberts showed up at Grace's house and demanded an explanation for her, quote, asinine performance the night before.
Wow.
Man, they do not use words the same way they used to anymore.
No.
Grace showed Mary proof of the affair. There were some letters and photos of the two of them, at which point a furious Mary called her husband and demanded that he come to Grace's boarding house to have a conversation. As Dr. Roberts approached, he heard the sound of three gunshots ringing out. He ran to the door, and at the top of the stairs, he found his wife in a pool of her own blood, having been shot to death by his lover. Grace had then turned the gun on herself and was bleeding from the chest as Dr. Roberts flew up the staircase. "Where is my heart?" she asked her veterinarian lover, who then pointed to his own chest. Grace then fired the gun once more into her own chest, but did not succeed in killing herself. She survived.
Oh my. Two gunshot wounds?
Two gunshot wounds to the chest.
Whoa, that's like a throwback to that one guy that shot his face off, remember?
Oh gosh, that was our fourth episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it took her nearly a year to be healed. So by the time she had healed, she went to trial where her ex-lover was the star witness against her. Dr. Roberts painted Grace as a delusional temptress who refused to leave her alone. The defendant stood up and screamed at the man she had once believed to be the love of her life. "That's not true," she screamed. "That's not true. Oh, you dog."
Dog!
Grace Lusk was found guilty and sentenced to 19 years in prison for the murder of her romantic rival, Mrs. Mary Roberts. Upon hearing the verdict, Spicy Grace leapt at the prosecutor and attempted to strangle him.
Honestly, this is, like, so dramatic. She went from not wanting to ever be with someone to, like, killing someone to try to be with this dude.
I think it was repressed. I think that she got to a certain age. I mean, we're talking about 1913 at this point. So 31 was considered a little bit over the hill.
Yeah.
I think at that point she was like, well, I'm going to dedicate myself to my students. New year, new me. I'm going to do this thing all my own. And then she got a taste, and she did not want to let it go. So 5 years later, the court pardoned her in 1923 due to her supposedly failing health. And she did get out and marry a brave soul named Edwin Brown, which goes to show that there really is someone for everyone. She then did pass away in 1930 at the age of 52. Speaking of marriage, that old dog, Dr. Roberts, was married a total of 4 times in his life. In December of 1948, he married his 4th wife at the age of 83.
Stop it. Was Mary number one?
I am not entirely sure, to be honest.
Okay.
His new wife, Andy, was 33 years old. She was 50 years younger than him. The old codger boasted to the AP, "More than 50 women have told me that they loved me, but now I'll have to tell all the rest. Goodbye, girls. I'm through."
Okay, mister.
So that is the tragic tale of schoolmarm Grace Lusk, who killed her romantic rival, Mrs. Mary Roberts.
Poor Mary. She's just minding her own business, being married to the cow doctor, drinking tonics, and this lady comes up and is just acting all asinine on her porch.
That's exactly what happened.
Wow, that was a real incredible short little taste.
Well, thanks so much for listening. It got real love murdery up in here. And thanks to all of you guys for giving us a shot.